Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 391, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. When morning lights the eastern skies, O Lord, thy mercy show. On thee alone my hope relies. Let me thy kindness know. And what follows, Psalter 391, the first three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 23, the verses 13 through 31. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke 23, the verses 13 through 31. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, Ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I have examined him before you, have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof ye accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him, for of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast. And they cried out all at once, saying, Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them, but they cried, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, Why? What evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Jacqueline Oscom, who was home from the hospital, Mr. and Mrs. Jake and Henriette Rosendahl, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy, and the ongoing war in the Ukraine. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when it has pleased thee for another week to spare the whole congregation, and notwithstanding our sins, our iniquities, and our unthankfulness, when in this morning by renewal we may see the sun arise, and thou wast given another soul's mark a day, may it then please thee to grant all of us, young and old, ah, Lord, thou knowest how we take so much for granted, and under thy blessings, that we can remain so untouched, but also with the committing of our many sins, so little impression thereof, and of our great debt, when it has not been blotted out in the precious blood of thy dear Son, then also the many and great sins of this past week, They have been added to our account. And for each and every one of us, there shall come a Sabbath day when it shall be the last Sabbath day. It shall be that we shall hear the last sermon being within the walls of thy house. And to that end, may the prayers be multiplied. And may it please thee to grant a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit upon young and old, that it may please thee in this morning hour, that the means of grace may be blessed, the singing, the reading of thy holy law, the portion out of thy holy word, and the explanation thereof. But also when in this morning hour, and not only the audible gospel hopes to be administered, but also the visible gospel hopes to be administered in the midst of the congregation by the sacrament of holy baptism, O Lord. Then thou knowest how that it has been in the week that lies behind us, in the lives, in the hearts, in the inner chambers of these parents, but also of grandparents and of great-grandparents, and in the midst of the congregation. May there yet have been prayers, and may there yet have been sighs. Oh, that it may please thee by thy free and sovereign grace, by the work of thy Holy Spirit, that thou may also remember these little ones, Lord. Wilt thou grant unto these fathers and mothers a broken and a humble heart, where thou wast bless them by the first time and by renewal, was such a precious little gift, even parents, where thou was granted a double blessing, and now in this morning, where thou was spared them for their children, and their children for them hitherto, that they may be privileged, that they may present their little ones in a special way unto thee, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant and thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, O Lord. And may it then please thee to do for those little ones what is signified in the sacrament, always declares that we are unclean, that we stand in need of washing, but it declares the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sins. Lord, may it then please thee by thy grace to take early possession of their little hearts, to grant a tender fear of the Lord. And wilt thou remember fathers and mothers? Oh, may it be granted in this hour that with sincerity and uprightness, also with the confession of their sins, and who is sufficient for these things, but that with an upright and sincere heart, they may be given to declare unto thee, Lord, thou knowest all things, unable, and the world draws so much. But, Lord, it is our desire, together as husband and wife, that when this child may be spared, and when it may receive a little understanding, to instruct them in the things of the Lord with a prayer unto thee, that the means may be blessed. And, O Lord, thou hast promised that the means shall be blessed. It shall not return void unto thee. And to that end, wilt thou grant unto these fathers and mothers that they may be given to speak together of these matters, and that it may be with a walk according to thy word, accompanied with unceasing prayer. Oh, impress upon their hearts, upon all our hearts, the solemn times that we live in, where we have heard out of thy holy word of those times. Oh, when thy judgment shall be upon the earth, when it shall be so difficult, but, oh Lord, may we be given to see, may we be given to realize, and may we be given to believe. Oh Lord, we have to ask thee oftentimes that we may be given to believe what we confess, and that then we may be given to confess what we believe. But the psalmist has declared, the Lord reigneth. The king is still gathering his church, O Lord. May then the administration of the sacrament, accompanied with thy holy word, and may it be used for the strengthening of the faith of thy people, O Lord. Perhaps a few souls that have come up, that have so many questions and riddles concerning their faith, whether it is the true saving faith. But, oh, may they be given to see matters in this morning hour that they have never seen before, that in that water that points to the blood, there lieth such a fullness, because it is written that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins, O Lord. May the unconverted be given to see what they miss and what they stand in need of. Wilt thou impress upon the whole congregation that we are bearers of thy thrice holy name. Lord, we remember the grandparents, their empty places amongst them. And then we remember a grandfather who in this day is given to remember that it has been 2 years ago where it has pleased thee to take his beloved wife from his side. Oh, wilt thou remember him? Wilt thou remember the great-grandparents insofar that they are still in the land of the living? O Lord, a grandfather in a serious condition, thou hast yet granted a little extension. May he be given to cry mightily together with his dear wife unto thee, with the publican, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, we commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou graciously watch over them, and in due time gladden them with thy deeds? Wilt thou remember the barren ones amongst us, were on such a morning, oh, with empty arms? Then the thoughts do multiply, may they be given to lay it before thee, and if it may please thee, to gladden with thy deeds. Lord, wilt thou remember all the mourning ones? Remember the sick and afflicted ones. Oh, a young daughter may return home from the hospital, a grand heart in the midst of her heart, in the midst of the family circle, to see thy hand therein. And, Lord, may the callings be sanctified, that she may be given to remember her Creator in the days of her youth. Wilt thou remember the elderly ones, Lord? Remember that people in the country where there is war, where there is death, where there is sorrow, where there is grief, where they are overwhelmed, where many of them know not how to go further, but, Lord, may they be given to cry unto thee, Wilt thou remember and help that country? Wilt thou be a wonder-doing God? And may it be used for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name, Lord. We now humbly ask thee for thy gracious help with the proclamation of thy holy word and with the administration of the holy sacrament. May we be given to see the holy things of the Lord. Oh, fill our hearts then with that awe and with that reverence. Ah, grant humble and broken hearts that in the midst of this evil world that thou hast left many precious and good things amongst us, and that in this morning it pleaseth thee to yet put the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost upon the foreheads of these little children, O Lord. As shall it not have to testify against these fathers and mothers and against the children, but come then down with thy spirit, with thy power, and with thy blood, and make it a special and an unforgettable service for us and our children. May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom, for the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Oh, we shall now read the form for the administration of holy baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This, the dipping inner sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing and avert all evil or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in Him and love Him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the Apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2 verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith, and therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant. And parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O almighty and eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving an unrepentant world with a flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may, with a comfortable sense of thy favor, leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without tear before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise to answer the questions. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used to that end, and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of his church, ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments, and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church, to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children, when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help, or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, what is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation of Father Charles the Cock, Mother the Cock, of Father Cody the Cock, Mother the Cock, of Father Daniel the Cock, Mother the Cock, family Father Jared the Cock, Mother the Cock, of Father Richard the Cock, Mother the Cock, of Father in Ludemann, Mother Ludemann, of Father Andrew Mounts, Mother Mounts, and Father Brian Vandenbroek, and Mother Vandenbroek. Fathers and mothers, then in this morning, it is a special morning. And may it be a special morning for you indeed, where in the time that lies behind, that it has pleased the Lord to grant you such a precious little gift, even a double gift, with the birth of a little child. Then in this morning, than you hope to hear the word of God and also to see the sacrament administered. When you may hold and embrace your little child, then that little child is a sermon itself. Then the Lord is declaring what we read in Psalm 139, verse 14, that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And then the psalmist has also added that I will praise thee, parents. How has it now been? Have there now been those moments that you were truly humbled under the goodness and the mercies of the Lord, where the Lord has spared life and where the Lord has given life? Then in this second place, then your little child is declaring a gift from heaven. But when you behold your little child, your children, then we see how frail they are. And then such a little child is declaring that it shall only be for a time. Then your child is declaring, Father and Mother, you have received me as a special gift. You have become stewards, but stewardship is only for a time, and stewards, they must give an account. Then in the third place, then as it were, when you hope to present your little child to receive the sacrament, then the water is declaring, then your little child is saying, Father and Mother. Job 14, verse 4, who can bring a clean out of an unclean? Not one. Oh, Father and Mother, have you heard it out of the form that in my natural state, that I am under condemnation, that I am lying under the wrath of God? Oh, Father and Mother, is that not a solemn matter? But then, as it were, when you may present your little child to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, then that water points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, as surely that the water cleanses our body from the filth, so the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Oh, Father and Mother, that is now what I need, that I may be delivered from that wrath. Oh, Father and Mother, you see it. I have not received yet my understanding. Father and Mother, I cannot yet pray to the Lord. But when you consider those divine realities, may you be given to pray much to God Almighty, that he may do for me what is declared in the sacrament to be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then what a sermon your little child is in this morning every day, but also when you present it to the Lord. Then as it were, sometime you see it when those children are a few weeks or a little older. When they receive the sacrament, they look at you and say, Minister, what does it all mean? Then your little child is declaring, Father and Mother, I have become a God-bearer. I may receive the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost upon my forehead. I am separated from the people of the earth. Father and Mother, will you keep me separated from all the vanities and the things of the world? And finally, then as it were, your child a little sermon It is true, your little child cannot understand, but when they become a little older, then they may listen to what you have promised. And we read of that oath in Ecclesiastes 5, the first 5 verses, that we may keep our foot when we come up to the house of God. Oh, not to be rash with our mouth, and in the verses 4 and 5, that when we make an oath, that we defer not to pay it, and to that end, fathers and mothers, may it please the Lord to bind those realities upon your heart. Oh, that with the sacrament of baptism, that you are not finished, but that it may be a beginning, and that you may also examine, because your little child in this morning, then is it not declaring, Father and Mother, what I need? That is what you need, Father and Mother. How is it now with your soul? Have you received the things signified in the sacrament of holy baptism? The Lord bring you many times on your knees. May you be given to faithfully instruct your children, and also by your example, and may the Lord add his blessing. You may sit down. Grandparents and great-grandparents, a great blessing, a great responsibility, when you may witness, when of your seed they may receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, then what a preaching and what a proclamation, but also what an examination. I have read before of an old grandfather. It's a blessing when grandparents at times may be given to speak to their grandchildren of that one thing needful. And then that grandfather says, child, you must seek the Lord early. That is the best time. And then that child says, grandfather, you were telling me to seek the Lord, but have you now sought the Lord? May the Lord bind that question upon the hearts of grandparents, great-grandparents, traveling to a never-ending eternity. Congregation, how is it we are God-bearers? Can it be seen, fathers and mothers, how is it with our oath? To make it simple, then I shall just relate to you what I have recently heard, a part of the conversation between a man that grinded hay and a father, not in southern Alberta. So you do not have to start thinking about who it is. Was a man in his 60s, and they were given to speak of the times, work ethic, a great falling away. And then that hay grinder said to that father that the Dutch community, many things to be complimented. No, that hay grinder did not have to speak of dishonest and shrewd business practices, or that people were using him as a bank to pay the invoices late. No, not mentioned anything, but just given to declare. When he went around the farms, he was given to see the family circles, many children, diligent, making their daily living, thus many good things. And then that father said to that hay grinder, How must we keep it that way? It's quite a question. That hay grinder said when he was a little boy, faithfully to church, but no more. But sometime we can learn from the world. Because they read in Luke 16, verse 8, that the children of the world in their generation, that they are wiser than the children of light. And then that hay grinder thought, and then his first question was, do you have television? Answered in the negative, hay grinder said he had one, but said, there was much that you would see that would affect the person and not profitable for the morals of a country. And then, of course, he also mentioned smartphones. What a danger for a society, for a country, for the families. And then further he said, it's not always the big things. Sometime it's the smaller things. And then he just mentioned one point. He did not see anything wrong with it. But he said, when they go about the community, I am seeing girls that are dressed in pants. Myself, I do not see anything wrong with it. But when you see these things, then it is a sign that there is a declension. When I consider when I was a boy, when he went to church, decent, respectful, and now it is shocking. We do not have to make a further application. May it please the Lord in this hour to use the sacrament for the strengthening of the faith of his people, maybe in the Passion Weeks. All for a people that has learned that need. A people that has tried so hard to wash themselves with their tears, with their repentance, with their reformation and experience. It cannot be missed. Those are the things of the Lord. But now to be given, to be uncovered deeper, about black sinners still, where it is becoming so impossible. Oh, may it please the Lord to use then the sacrament when you may be given to witness the water, that you may be given to see the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I read in Zechariah 13, verse 1, and in that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David, and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and uncleanness, the Lord grant his blessing. While the children are being brought in, then we ask the congregation to sing of Psalter 425, the second stanza, in joyful song, your heart uniting, his words most marvelous, reciting, and what follows, 425, the second stanza. Braden and Drew, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Callum Hendrick, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Zane Merrick, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Leo Bentley, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Brent Andrew, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Melissa Angie, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Lindsay Denise, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Isla Brin, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jude Bryson, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We now ask the congregation to arise and sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech Thee, through the same Son of Thy love, that Thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge Thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which Thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil, and his whole dominion, to the end that they may eternally praise and magnify Thee and Thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 47, the stanzas 1 through 5. My God, I cry to Thee. Oh, why hast Thou forsaken me? Afar from me Thou dost not heed, though day and night for help I plead. And what follows? The extra collection today is for the CCS. Psalter 47, the first 5 stanzas. Thank you. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 23, the verses 27 through 31. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming, in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? Our text speaks of the weeping woman's tears for Jesus. Three short thoughts. The tears which Jesus renounced, the tears which Jesus requires, and the tears which Jesus prophesied of. The weeping woman's tears for Jesus, the tears which Jesus renounced, the tears which Jesus requires, and the tears which Jesus prophesied of. Beloved congregation, in this morning, then after church, instead of fathers and mothers asking their children what the text was and what the points were, then perhaps in this morning, boys and girls, then you can ask your father and mother, also have been sisters and brothers that have seen in this morning that your baby brother or baby sister was baptized. And not only concerning the 3 points of the sermon, but then to these parents, then we also had 7 points. And then sons and daughters, then you can ask your father and mother how many they can remember. Of course, realizing that when we become older, that our memory is not as good as it is or was when we were young, because when we become older, then it seems that there is so much in our mind, in our head, to say it simply, not as much room as in the life of a child or a youth. Thus, in this morning, sons and daughters, then you can say, Father and Mother, how many of those 7 points can you remember that were spoken to the parents that have baptized, but to all of us, and the 3 points of the sermon? Then perhaps already fathers and mothers are thinking, how many can I remember? In our text words, then we read of the Lord Jesus Christ being led to the cross. We have heard the past week that it was so different in the hearts of those people, mentioned the Romans, the Pharisees, the scribes, the multitude, all different thoughts. How was it, parents, in this morning? And now in our text words, then we read that there were women that followed the Lord Jesus Christ to the cross. They are called the daughters of Jerusalem. Who were those daughters? Literally, they were all the women that have left the city and that followed Jesus to the cross. Among those daughters, there were also God's people, because we do not read any distinction. Thus, this address was to those daughters, but not to all. Because undoubtedly, there were also daughters, women, that have not wept. But there were many that have wept. We read of those women that have stood at the cross to the last, that were given to witness the burial of their beloved master. In the scripture we read of women that have ministered unto him. Perhaps there were among those, as we read in Matthew 19, that Jesus has laid his hands upon their children and blessed. Perhaps women who have been healed, women who have heard his preaching, and now we would think, under the agony of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have heard it last week, that he was given to falter, and that they have compelled Simon the Cyrenian to bear his cross after him. And we read in Psalm 69, verse 20, also a prophecy of the suffering of the Savior. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I look for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. We read in Romans 12, verse 15, that we are called to weep with those that weep and rejoice with those that rejoice. Then we would think, at least, the Lord Jesus Christ, when we are suffering, when there are difficulties, then we have a desire for companionship. The Lord Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, then he has invited three disciples to come a little further. And now instead of mockery, instead of those voices, crucify him, crucify him, instead of enmity, then there were yet some women that have followed the Savior to the cross. And they have wept bitter tears when they were given to see his deep suffering, when they were given to see that he faltered. Then we read that they have wept. Thus those women, they were not so hard-hearted that it made no impression, as with many upon the multitude, even after they have cried out, his blood be upon us and our children. No, then those women, they had an impression of what was taking place, and they were filled with sympathy. They were given to weep bitter tears, and then we would think that Jesus would have commended them. Oh, it is true, they were yet addressed. What a privilege, because the scribes and the Pharisees and the multitude that have cried out, crucify him, crucify him. We do not read that the Savior has spoken a word to them. That is the greatest judgment that can befall upon a people. O parents, have you begged the Lord in this day that with the administration of the sacrament, that it may be special, that you may hear the Lord's voice, that the Lord may use it for the eternal welfare, in the midst of your family. What a judgment for the great multitude. When Christ does not address them, he was silent. But to those daughters of Jerusalem, then he yet had a word. And what a love is manifested. Then, boys and girls, you can understand. In your mind, you can picture it. The Lord Jesus Christ upon his raw back, carrying the cross, then even to turn every movement that caused inexpressible pain, but in his great love, then he was given to speak yet a word. Oh, what a kind word, because we read in our text, but Jesus turning unto them said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Oh, there are many tears upon the world. What a rivers of tears are flowing at the moment. We shall not multiply all the reasons. Also many tears concerning religion, and yet that are not saving. Have the examples in the Bible. An Orpah given to leave Moab on the border. We read that she has wept, but she returned to her people and to her gods. Read of a Saul that he has also wept. A Judas, how he must have wept when he came to himself, when he said, I have betrayed innocent blood. Many tears that are not saving. And now concerning the tears of these women, then Christ has said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me. I am suffering for a purpose, so God glorifying and so soul saving. Daughters of Jerusalem, I am the servant of the Father. I am suffering that the church may be saved, but also, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me. Also in the life of God's people, there can be many tears. We read in Psalm 56, in verse 8, put thou my tears in thy bottle. Are they not written in thy book? Also in the life of a child of God, there can be such a mixture, self-pity, honor, shame, consequences. Nevertheless, the Lord has a people where there are those tears, those bitter, those sweet tears, where they may be given to believe that the Lord knows of them. These daughters of Jerusalem, we may say it so, a snare for the Savior, that he would be aroused to self-pity, that would be sin. And therefore the tender word, O daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, parents. How is it with our tears? Only because of the consequences of sin. Our second thought, the tears which Jesus requires, those are tears because of our sin. That godly sorrow, as I read in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10, and in Jeremiah 31 verse 9, that they shall come with weeping and supplication, tears, because of the goodness of God, Romans 2 verse 4, or despisest thou the goodness and forbearance and longsuffering of God, not knowing that the goodness of the Lord shall lead to repentance. Parents, I read in Genesis 5, verse 22, when he received his little Methuselah, that he began to walk with the Lord. What a wonder and what a blessing. Tears of repentance, because when we are given to see the exceeding sinfulness of sin by the work of the Holy Spirit, then it cannot be different. Repentance and reformation. Tears concerning the sins of others. Psalm 119, 136, rivers of water run down my eye, because they keep not thy law. Tears concerning that the name of God is dishonored. I also read, O tears concerning the Savior, not to arouse to self-pity and not in the way of emotion. It can be in this life when others, so it was in Bible times, they hired those mourning women. And then other people also began to mourn. But what a blessing it is when it may be granted in the passion season to a people not to consider Jesus as a martyr, but when we are given to see what it has cost the Savior to pay for my sins. And then I read in Zechariah 12, verse 10, that they shall mourn for him whom they have pierced, as one mourneth a foreign only son. Thus the Lord requires tears. Our third thought, the tears which Jesus prophesied of. Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Does not say, may it be given. That is a royal command. It's a command of the king that we are called to weep. Oh, it is true, those other tears. But weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. May that be granted, parents. When we have an impression, not only a body, but also a soul, when we may have an impression what we heard, we and our children by nature are lying under the wrath of God. Condemnation, but a step between us and death. Only two ways, hell and heaven. Are there then not reasons to weep? May the Lord grant more of those tears. And then further explanation, not only concerning when we are unconverted, may the Lord also grant to God's people more impressions thereof, their dear ones, traveling on that broad way. The end is hell, that there may be more weeping and a begging. To that end, the necessity of a richer outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For, behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear and the paps which never gave suck. In the world we live in a day that children, or at least too many, are a burden. Still a blessing amongst us and our children, when children, that they are seen as a great blessing. We read in Genesis 33 verse 5, when an Esau has come to meet his brother, that he has said to Jacob, who are these? And then what a precious words, simple words, Jacob was given to speak. These are the children which the Lord has given unto thy servant. Thus the great blessing of children. Read Psalm 123. Ask and Abram and Sarah. Ask Manoah and his wife. Ask Gehenna. Ask the barren ones also. When the sacrament of holy baptism is administered, empty arms. What a sorrow and what a prayers. But now what a solemn text that Christ is given to speak to those daughters. Behold, the days are coming. Not perhaps, not maybe, but are coming, that the judgments shall be so heavy upon the earth that instead of those called blessed that have children, that it shall be said, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear. I read in another gospel, in Matthew and also in Luke, that Christ has preached. And when he has preached about the latter days, and they saw the signs that Jerusalem would be destroyed, that he must flee to the mountains. And Josephus, the Jewish historian, has written broadly about that destruction. And then it is written that those Christians, that they have heeded, they have not waited, said, let us see, or wait till it becomes worse, but that they have fled and come to a place of Pella, and there they had a place of safety. And now the Lord calls unto us that under all the solemn callings upon the earth that we are called to flee may still be proclaimed. I've seen it with the sacrament. It points to that precious Savior, to the precious blood which he has shed. I read in Proverbs 18 verse 10 that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is safe. So do you hear, parents and congregation? May we be given to hasten for our life's sake. I have read of a father in Ukraine, when the war has begun, a minister, that he has written that a daughter was married, and hitherto they had no children, can understand. There's the desire when children are married that the Lord may bless their marriage and that they are blessed with children. What a joy that can give in the family circles. But when that war in Ukraine, he was given to say at the moment a certain gladness that hitherto they have no children. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us, also speaks of the latter days. We read, when Jerusalem would be destroyed, oh, you would think when they were surrounded by the enemy that there would be unity. But they were divided. There were the zealots, the war party, and others that said we must seek for peace. And then it is recorded that from that war party that there were soldiers. They were in Jerusalem. There was a famine. And they came past the dwelling. And they smelt meat. They knocked on the door. And a mother met with a smile. She has went insane. Because what has she done? Because of hunger and insanity, as she has roasted her little child. Think about it, parents. Roasted her little child, ate apart, and then she says, soldiers, come in. And then she took those soldiers to her room, took that white, that cloth off, and there was half the child. That even those hardened soldiers, they hastened out of the house. Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and your children, not to despair, but to be given to repent and turn unto the Lord. And to receive, to beg and to receive what is signified in the sacrament. We must close. Congregation, we read in our text, weep not for me. That is a purpose. God glorifying, soul saving, and daughters of Jerusalem, my suffering shall soon be to an end, and then I shall be exalted, and as King of the church to gather and preserve the church. But if you are not converted and do not receive what is signified in the sacrament, then you have many reasons to weep. And when you were never converted, then to come in that place where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, not for a day, not for a week, not for a month, not for a year, not for 100 years, not for 1,000,000 years, but forever and ever. To that end, may we be given to earnestly ask and seek the Lord for the work of His Spirit. Oh, for God's people, it is true. They learned to weep those tears. Oh, they would never want to miss them. Oh, there come those times that they have to beg. that they may still be given to weep for themselves, for the families, for the congregation. The Lord add his blessing. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee by the work of thy Holy Spirit to grant that true weeping by the first time and by renewal. And it is written in thy word, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted by renewal. We commend these parents with the family circles unto thee. Remember us in this Sabbath day. Wilt thou return us in this evening hour and forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter 151. And let us only sing 4 and 5. Thou knowest all my woes, O treasure thou my tears. Are they not in thy book, where all my life appears? And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The confession of faith class hopes to meet with the consistory tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. There will be a combined youth group meeting on Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. in Fort McLeod. Psalter 151, the stanzas 4 and 5. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.